Joining us from Woods Hole this morning is WGBH science editor Heather Goldstone. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, as a PhD in ocean science, you have been keeping your eye on this story. Can you tell us why there are so many lobsters?
That is a complicated question, and there are probably a number of factors going on. The first is that starting in the late 80s, fisheries regulators instituted a number of measures to ensure the long-term sustainability of New England's lobster populations. So things like size limits and V-notching, which is just the marking of the tail of females to make sure that the breeding population of lobsters is protected. There's also the fact lobstermen would call the fact that they ranch lobsters. Essentially, the traps that they use are very inefficient. Some studies estimate maybe 9 out of 10 lobsters that go into a trap actually have a snack and walk right back out.
Really?
So they say they're basically feeding this population and sustaining the population with the traps that they're putting out there. Then there's the fact that decades of overfishing have left groundfish populations in New England very much depleted. There are fewer fish, and they're smaller than they used to be. And these fish, historically, have been a major predator of young lobsters. So there's another pressure that has kind of been taken off of the lobster population. And then finally, we've got rising water temperatures. And this is because of global warming. The ocean has absorbed something like 80 or 90% of the excess heat trapped by greenhouse gases. And the result is that water temperatures around New England are somewhere in the range of 2 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit higher than they were just in 1950. And those warmer waters mean that the lobsters can grow faster, kind of increases their metabolism and growth rate. So all four of these things piled together, and what we've seen in the Gulf of Maine over the past 3 decades is steadily increasing catch rates. And in fact, I think for the past 3 years, every year has been a record catch year in the Gulf of Maine.
Well, in Tony's story, we heard also about soft-shell lobsters, and they apparently are early this year. Why would that be?
Well, the process of molting, which is when the lobster gets too big for its shell, it sheds its old shell and then has to grow a new one, and what comes in first is this soft shell. And that process is temperature dependent. When it gets hot enough, the lobsters for that year molt. And as we all know, we've all been feeling the heat. Temperatures for the past 6 months really have been record highs here in New England and across the country. And the result is that water temperatures are higher than average. And both on land and in the water, we're seeing a lot of temperature-dependent processes happening 5-6 weeks earlier than usual. Things like first blooms of flowers on land. We saw a red tide around Cape Cod start about 5 or 6 weeks early this year, and now we're seeing the same with the soft-shell lobsters coming in Maine.
Now, the warmer waters also have had the opposite effect in southern New England and down toward Long Island. Is that correct?
That's right. You know, like I said, with the warmer water can kind of speed up the growth of the lobster and help in the cases where you're still staying within the lobster's comfort zone. But south of Cape Cod, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, Long Island Sound, these waters are already warmer, and as the temperatures have risen over the past few decades, what's happened is they've actually hit a threshold, the 68-degree Fahrenheit mark, where lobsters start to get really stressed. They become more susceptible to disease. They start having problems reproducing. There's a whole host of things that happen when you get too hot, and that has started to happen south of Cape Cod, and as a result, starting around 2000, lobstermen south of Cape Cod started seeing really plummeting numbers, and that has not recovered despite some closures of the fishery and actually talking about a couple of times closing the fishery for up to 5 years, which has not yet happened. But, you know, regulators and lobstermen really getting desperate to try to figure out if there's any way to take the pressure off of this fishery and let these populations rebound a little bit.
And Heather, if this trend continues, what will New England's fishing industry be like in, say, 5, 10, or 20 years from now?
You know, I asked that exact question to the Massachusetts state lobster biologist, and he said that best case scenario for the southern New England fishery, this fishery south and west of Cape Cod, that we're probably looking at a fishery that is going to exist in a much smaller state than it does, supporting a much smaller number of boats than it currently does, if it exists at all in, say, 5, 10, 20 years. North of Cape Cod, up into the Gulf of Maine area, as temperatures continue to rise, which they're expected to continue rising at least as quickly as they have been, this could continue to help the industry for a little while, but looking much further out, you know, potentially decades to a century out, this could even become a problem in the Gulf of Maine.
Thank you so much, Heather Goldstone, science editor for WGBH. And I know our listeners will want to follow your insights and perspective online, so we've added a link to your work on our website at WGBHnews.org. Thanks you for joining us this morning, Heather.
My pleasure.